Welcome into the Waiver Fire Podcast. Week 7 of the 2023 fantasy football season is just about in the books. As always, recording during Monday Night Football, where we have the Vikings actually holding up at home against the somewhat vulnerable looking 49ers. Are winning, I believe, 19-7 right now. We're in the heart of the third quarter, but lots to talk about. JP, how are you, big dog?
Doing good. Hoping to get 2 wins tonight. I'm pretty much set for one of them. I'm pretty much set for the one in our league. Thank God. I've been having a rough time. But yeah, I've got a situation in my other league. So,
you wanna pour it out to the pod?
Yeah. So I was left with one of those teams, just like Moonhead, that didn't fill out their roster. And we're in another serious league, you know, $200 buy-in. Everybody is irate because this guy is even worse than Moonhead.
Oh, no.
Like, this guy did, he had Debo Samuel in. He had DK Metcalf in. He had an empty spot at flex.
Can we name names here? Can we blast this fucker?
Yeah, this person's name is Matt Williams.
Wow.
And Matt Williams has quit our league. He actually made us have to have like an emergency meeting tonight where we decide what to do with this team, which will be putting in the highest projected players on the roster each week and picking him up a quarterback for week 10, which will be Kenny Pickett, because nobody wants Kenny Pickett. And that today kind of lit a little fire under my ass, because he plugged in the best possible things, which Marvin Mims, negative points. That's cool. KJ Osborne, though, is a guy who's playing right now.
Wow.
And we also have San Francisco D, which isn't doing too good. And he also plugged in Zeke, which gave him an extra like 9 points or something like that. I've got Madison. I'm up by like 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. You know, looks pretty good for me. 7% chance for a loss for me. So
looks that's like it. You should definitely get it done. But my goodness, Matt Williams, first time hearing your name. Never want to meet you, big dog. Sorry.
Yeah.
Same.
I never met you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know who this guy is.
What the fuck?
I even like texted the group and was like, so this guy's done for the year. And then Matt he texted back. He was like, yep.
So this is this a ballers, like community organization?
No, this is Kia of Auburn.
What the fuck?
Wow. Kittle with the big pass with the flag. What's going on?
Let's see how the flag holds up, because Jandy needs Kittle like baby needs mama's teat right now. We've got Jandy. So just to get into the Freeze's funhouse a little bit, hope your dust settles, and that's just a tough place to be. But you know what? You lose soldiers every once in a while, and the war keeps going, and that's fantasy football. So glad that the league seems to have the maturity to shake it off and get back to business.
Well, I made a trade.
You did make some trades. Let me give bit of a recap of where we're at in this league. So week 7 went down. Alex Farrell and I, oh, and there goes.
Oh my God.
With an untouched,
looking strong
Minnesota Vikings. In that, I was about to say Scott DeLorenzo should take down Chris. Chris has had a tough time of it this year. And Scott just munches him with the CMC tit right there. Chris did have Bijan Robinson go for 3 yards this week. can't be feeling good. I'm not feeling that great either, JP. You know, I'm coming into this week at 5-1 on top of the league. And Farrell and I had an absolute hailmaker of a battle that I thought I was going to squeak out on Sunday night. I had Goddard and Mostert, two players who had been catching a bit of fire. Goddard does his job and Mostert just settles down and I lose by 2 points.
Yeah, that was stupid. That was
tough
stupid
way to go.
As fuck. Why did that happen?
That's tough. Gabe Davis, one catch for 6 yards, hurts. I probably should not have played Darius Slayton. Maybe I was being a bit of an Auburn homer there. And it caught up to me a little bit. So I will move to 5-2, kind of settling back into the pack because we have either Jandy or DC also moving to 5-2 and Drew Cook moving to 5-2 after an absolutely nasty 141, has potential for even more. So there will be three players at 5-2. I was feeling pretty good on my throne. We'll have still plenty of room to lots of season left. So Farrell moves to 4-3. You pulled out your second dub. You moved to 2-5, bringing
finally
Moonhead's bitch ass.
Oh, go ahead. I've got to win like two or three more in a row for me to actually have a chance at this league.
I agree. I think you got to go in a bit of a tear, get settled into the pack, and then kind of make your run towards the end because it is top four in a 12-person league. So you got to stand out towards the end there. Moonhead moves to 3-4. Chris moves to 2-5. And Scott DeLorenzo, even after making some questionable trades, is sitting here at 4-3. We said Jandy and DC is undecided. One of them will be 5-2. The other will be 4-3. Drew Cook at 5-2. Vinkett tumbles to 3-4. And then Cody, unfortunately, settles into fully last place at 1-6 after being trounced by Major, who Major started 0-2. He is now moving to 4-3. So good on Major for coming back a bit there. So that kind of gives the lay of the land of the league here. What a wild weekend in sports, man. Were you able to catch a decent amount of NFL this weekend?
Yeah, I was able to watch. I saw the Pats, which just briefly, my trade. I got
oh,
Stevenson.
Yes. Absolutely.
I got Stevenson for Lockett.
Well, you came into the week with very little running back ability, maybe zero running backs to slot in with Connor going out and Herbert going out. So you did make a trade. Go dive in a little bit. You picked up Stevenson.
Yeah. So I shopped around a little bit. You know, I talked to a few different people and there's a lot of really greedy people in our league.
Tough to make a trade.
I think, was it Chris that I was talking to? Whoever Uh-oh. Has Jonathan Taylor.
Okay.
I was talking to him for a second about just getting one of those running backs that he has.
Sure. It's fair.
But once, I mean, I sent over the trade to DC for Lockett, for Stevenson. And yep. When he accepted that, I mean, I was happy.
Sure.
You and me both know that the ballers recommend a trade to get Stevenson at this point in the season because of how the schedule goes, how hard it's been from the beginning of the season to now for him, and how much easier it's going to get going forward. Something that has made me so happy over the past few weeks is those receptions. Ramondre Stevenson has not dropped a pass in 2 weeks, and he's been getting
six targets a week. Now, it's not a PPR, but it is a receiving yards bump in our league.
Yeah.
And six receptions, and he got 50 receiving yards this past weekend.
Yeah,
at home against Buffalo. I didn't know Mac Jones was going to start checking it down like that. That is big sexy. And next week, they're at Miami. You expect them to be down, and Stevenson could be quite filthy.
Yeah, and something that we both know also from listening to the ballers, that a target is twice as valuable as a rushing attempt. or a reception is twice as valuable as a rushing attempt.
Batty points.
And I believe that wholeheartedly, even at our 1.5 points per 10 yards,
right.
Which, you know. Anyway, I'll stop tooting my own horn.
I think it was a solid trade. I think, you know, you came into the year knowing that Lockett and DK was going to be a little bit awkward and gives you some firing power down the road. It is a shame that, you know, you had to pull the trigger at a time where DK has to bounce out from a hip injury. So you can't really, you know, focus on that. But you needed to make a move, and I think it was a good one. Your second running back pickup was even spicier, though, at the last second.
Yeah, it's funny. DC picked that player up at waivers, like on Wednesday, and he paid like whatever amount, like 15 or something. But then he just like totally jumped ship on him and replaced him with, I don't remember who it was, like Craig or something like that. But I was happy. I mean, I probably overpaid because I paid like $15 for him, but That's $15 in a league where we start with $500. So right.
$3.
Whatever. He had a great game.
Nasty. Had the TID, had an 80-yard reception. What the fuck?
That one had the stats. Yes.
You popped off, man. You know, there's the question mark, of course, about Puka. You have Puka and Cooper Kupp. They're both not likely to just go off every time, but one of them is going to pop, and you had Puka go for 150 yards. So it's a pretty deadly combination. They do play Dallas next week. Dallas isn't as good as they started the season, but it's still a quality defense.
I'm fine with playing Puka and Kupp every week.
Sure.
It's not the same thing as playing Lockett and Metcalf.
No.
We're talking about a guy who has a 25% target share and a guy who has like a 32% target share. And Those numbers are, I'll take that all day. I don't care what team they're on. You know what I mean?
Particularly, you know, if you've got their star running back apparently is old busted Daryl Henderson. So yeah, Stafford's going to throw until his arm falls off.
You picked him up, didn't you?
I picked him up as a, you know, so let's see what happens. And he does turn out to be the starter. Again, he's playing Denver next. I mean, I'm sorry. I wish it was Denver. He plays Dallas next week. So I can't imagine a world where I'm starting him, but maybe I can. I've been trying to trade these middling running back, you know, couple week starters for any sort of wide receiver help. And I just can't pry anything away. But that was a decent pickup on my part.
I like that. I like that ring you've got on, Big Papa.
You know, I try to flash a little gold from time to time.
I'm doing my wedding band right now.
Oh shit. Okay.
I had a wedding band that I wanted resized.
Sure.
And they said they couldn't do it. It was too small.
Oh.
So I'm about to pick out a new one. So yep, it's about to happen. You get a wedding band, you get a fly ass piece of gold.
Dude, get you a little gold. It's a good feeling. You know, sometimes I take it off and twinkle as a little toy. This is actually my grandpappy's right here. I don't think I needed to refit it at all. It's, you know, it comes off still. as much weight as I put on, it still comes off. So, Hawkins, dude, Hawkinson is such a fun player to watch. Really, I guess almost all of the good tight ends are, you know, Kelsey, Goddard, Mark Andrews. It's just fun to see a big body take two or three defenders to bring him down. Anyways, Hawkinson kind of popping off a little bit. Man, what a wild weekend, though. We went through the Freeze's Funhouse and all of the joy there. The NFL provided some apps. Oh, my goodness. Let's go. I'm sorry.
Don't say it. Whatever it is.
It's not football. It's not football. Okay. It's not football. I won't spoil football for you.
Okay.
I do have to give a little bit of a baseball aside. So, JP, you know, come Sunday night when Alex Farrell beats me by 2 points, I was in a dark spot. I'll be honest. Maybe both of us. I put a lot of stock into fantasy football. It is what it is. It's an addiction and it's a passion, and it can regulate my emotions for the week. And that one stung. Now, it's counterbalanced because I have gotten lucky a few times this year. There's definitely been a couple weeks where I've gotten the third lowest points, fourth lowest points, and pulled out a dub. So I've gotten my fair share of luck, but it still stung. And then coming into baseball, I don't know if you've kept up with the playoffs, but it what seemingly was going to be the World Series, we're right now in the semifinals, the championship series, was going to be the Philadelphia Phillies versus the Houston Astros. And there are no two programs that I'd rather not see in a World Series than that. Obviously, Houston with their cheating scandals a few years back, and honestly, just their dominance and smugness of the AL has not been my favorite thing in the world. And then, of course,
fuck Houston.
Fuck Houston.
Fuck Houston. Fuck Michigan. Fuck New England. Fuck all of them.
Agreed. Totally agreed. And obviously the Philadelphia Phillies are one of the most horrifically annoying fan bases and teams, and just dreadful. Obviously a little bit butthurt for my Atlanta Braves, who they knocked out. And that's the way things were looking. Now come into last night, and the Rangers, who are playing the Astros, were on the line. It's two games in Houston, and if Houston gets either of them, they move on. The Rangers have smashed the Astros in both games in Houston, and it's just so lovely to see those Houston Astros fans just sitting there and squirming and writhing, watching their team get beaten 10-2, etc.
I mean, it's more than fair.
It's like, sweet justice.
Like you got championships that are worthless, championships that mean nothing. But you have the physical trophies, and the Wikipedia page says you won a fucking championship. Fuck you.
No asterisk. I have never seen an asterisk next to the, 2017 Astros? Anyways, so to see them, I'm just so proud of the Texas Rangers, who really, I'm not even a huge fan of them, but I'm just so pumped up. And now you turn back to the Phillies, and it's the same situation. The Arizona Diamondbacks have to go into Philadelphia and win both games, and they go in tonight, game six, and they take care of business and force a game seven tomorrow night in Philadelphia. Now, they're the heavy underdogs again going into that, but anything can happen in game seven. So boy, if we can flip the script and go from Phillies Astros to Rangers Diamondbacks, I will be so pumped up, and it will be a great World Series. Anyways, that was a huge baseball aside. Let's get back to football, big dog. What a wild weekend. You mentioned the Patriots getting it done against the Bills. Man, these teams that were kind of seemingly monsters of the NFL, the Bills, the 49ers, who are currently losing to my Vikings in Minnesota. That's pretty embarrassing. The Lions were looking disgusting. They got absolutely smashed in Baltimore. The first seven possessions of that game, JP, Ravens started off, touchdown. Lions, three and out. Ravens, touchdown. Lions, three and out. Ravens, touchdown. Lions, three and out. Ravens, touchdown. Yeah, four straight touchdowns to three and out. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Jordan Addison, who has been...
No, did he hurt himself?
Who has been exceptional. Rookie for Minnesota is...
What, did he hurt his back?
I don't know. No, it looks like hamstring.
Oh.
It looks like...
That's weird.
It's either... Oh, no. It could have been ankle got twisted up under. He has 110 yards and two touchdowns. This was his breakout game. And they're stretching him as if he cramped up, which I haven't seen cramps in the NFL in a long time. So if it's just cramps, hallelujah. But he is on the sideline in agony right now. We will monitor that situation for sure. So that's wild. The Browns and the Colts have one of the
I'm a big fan of Jordan Addison.
Games of the year, where you have 39 points by the Browns, who Deshaun Watson got knocked out of that game early. They go into Indianapolis, and I mean, it was ridiculous. And Gardner Minshew on the other side against the vaunted Cleveland defense. 39-38. The Browns get it done. Absolutely ridiculous. Man, the Commanders only put up 7 points against the Giants, a division rivalry right there. And it goes 14-7. What is Howell's first name? Was it Sam Howell?
Sam Howell.
I mean, a player that people were starting to kind of squeak into their lineups a little bit. Oh, that was absolutely brutal. And obviously the Giants kind of got it done through the defense.
So Jordan Addison, he's walking off the field now.
Okay.
Big fan of him, actually. Of course. Even before the season, I think I voiced it on this podcast. There's some players that just didn't seem viable for the NFL, like Quentin Johnson and stuff like that. For me personally, I always thought that Zay Flowers and Jordan Addison would be fine. Zay Flowers being a speedy guy who can get open. Jordan Addison being a contested catch guy, and I think he really proved that tonight. I mean, that touchdown that he had earlier was just nasty. He ripped the ball out of that defender's hands and just fucking ran with it. It was disgusting.
Shit was beast.
But just to say something about that that Ravens game, I still believe in the Lions this year. I think that you lose instantly when you are part of Lamar's good game.
Right.
When Lamar has a good game, it's all over. You can't do anything about it.
It's a cheat code. Yeah.
3 years ago when Lamar was a rookie and he just set the NFL on fire. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. So I'm sure every fantasy player feels the exact same way. So yeah, you just roll the dice and lost that day. That's it.
No, I totally agree. I think that Jahmyr Gibbs, if, you know, we'll see what that David Montgomery injury is about. I think it was a thigh or something like that. It seemed like it was going to be a couple weeks, but God, if David Montgomery can come back. First off, I think the Lions would love to have him and would immediately reinstate him as the workhorse. But Jahmyr Gibbs looked pretty good, and they get the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Bears the next 3 weeks. So yeah, fire up all pieces of the Lions offense. This was just a blip on the radar for sure. The Steelers, we've got a couple sneaky victories right here. We've got the Falcons going into Tampa Bay, and that game, it was not on red zone very much because it was a 16-3 game. That game was fugly as shit. My goodness. It was an embarrassment on both sides, and somebody had to lose that game. Nobody won that game. Tampa Bay lost that.
But that's not, you know, how that's not how Arthur feels.
Oh,
you know, he feels like he was like, he's like, man, we routed them.
Oh,
like,
Arthur has champagne in the locker room after that victory for sure. That they're feeling like they're just God's gift right there. But they moved to 4-3. So I guess you can't question them too much. And the Steelers similarly go into LA, and you know, LA hasn't been the Super Bowl, you know, champions of yesteryear, but still to go in and Kenny Pickett and Najee Harris, and they've just been looking incompetent. Deontay Johnson comes back and has a really solid game. So that was nice to see. And the Steelers get it done. It was kind of shocking. The Falcons play the Titans next. So that's a big road game. If they can go into Tennessee, I'm just talking about NFL here. Fuck fantasy for just a second.
So are those two teams, they must be in the same division, right?
They are not. They are.
That is the stupidest fucking thing in the world. Why would those two teams not be in the same division? They're right up the street.
They lumped in. They thought Tennessee and Indianapolis were real smug with each other, so they decided to throw them in there. Yeah, Whoa. Pretty wild. But that'll be a spicy game for the NFL. You know, the Titans reeling, but in a must-win game. Let's see what else happened last week. Oh, the Broncos take down the Packers.
The Titans, I always like to watch on TV. Sure. For some
no, it's
reason.
A fun watch. I agree.
Really don't know why, but I mean, I guess it's Derrick Henry, but whatever.
It's Derrick. I think it's a lovable team in general. The Broncos beat the Packers. I mean, the Packers. Whatever. It's whatever. They're both really rough. Seahawks take care of business. It's Cardinals. Cardinals are hunting for.
He fed Jordan Love a danger witch. Do you know what a danger witch is?
I'm not familiar.
So, yeah, he had a promotion this year.
We're talking Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he had a promo this year where he had a sandwich and it was the danger witch. It was a dangerous sandwich because it was a little bit spicy. So
Jesus. Oh boy.
Sorry. And I then curse you with that.
No, it's okay. And then we had some potential heat to end Sunday night with. We had Chargers and Chiefs in the afternoon game and Patrick Mahomes.
Good God.
That boy can play, man. 420 yards, 4 touchdowns, and just looked like he could do anything. I know that Chargers defense isn't anything special, but my goodness, Patrick Mahomes is just absolutely elite. And he's the Chargers so can't keep up. Keenan Allen had a couple plays, but honestly, he was a bit shut down. I was surprised by the end of the box score. I mean, the Chiefs defense is pretty good, but Keenan Allen, 4 catches for only 55 yards in a game where they're losing the whole time. That's not really what you want out of Keenan Allen, especially when Gerald Everett snatches the only passing touchdown. And Austin Eckler is a story to watch here. I don't own him, so I haven't been keeping tabs, but he was kind of banged up around this game. I think he ended up finishing the game. Let's see.
Was Keenan Allen a sell high?
Oh, Jesus. Let's peek at there. I mean, I don't. Mike Williams obviously gone for the year. Joshua Palmer, even if he had a decent game,
yeah, but
week,
like he was going nuclear.
Oh yeah, he was.
Like
I mean,
he was going like 30, 40 points. In most leagues. Like,
do you think you could have traded Keenan Allen for Ja'Marr Chase? Probably. Probably.
Yes. Yeah, of course you could have.
Well, let's look at their schedule.
Can you still? Not in any league I'm in, because actually I saw a guy trade for Ja'Marr Chase when he was shitty in like week two, and it was actually like I vetoed it and was like pretty pissed off about it. But
I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is past his bye, so that's always tough. You know, you get the free game. He put up a 47 spot. No, I don't think you can trade for Ja'Marr Chase at
this
point.
Well, here's the team that has Ja'Marr Chase in my league. All right. Jared Goff, he played this week. That was trash.
Bit of a down. Yep, that stunk.
Puka Nacua.
Oof.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Oh, he should be back to form.
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh!
Ja'Marr Chase. And then the rest of it is Mike Wilson, A.J. Dillon, Sam Laporta.
Sure.
Tutu Atwell, Roshan. Nico Collins, Burrow, Tajay Spears, Schultz, Royce Freeman, ugh, Khalil Herbert,
okay,
and Pitt D. But still, I mean, it's really OP that he's got Chase and McCaffrey,
right,
and Amon-Ra and Nacua. Like,
that's nasty.
And that's what I have to go up against. Best thing I can say for that is, oh no, never mind. He can play all those at the same time.
That is going to be a struggle, man. That's a spicy team. I guess the double stack of Laporta and Amon-Ra maybe limits the ceiling a bit, but yeah, that's.
Well, he has Burrow and Goff. So, but I have Allen.
Allen can be a difference maker for sure. Oh, Kittle shaking out the knee on the sideline there.
I've got Allen Diggs.
Ooh.
And Keenan Allen and Kenneth Walker and
Damn.
Zay Flowers.
Damn.
And Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Mm.
And, you know, Devon Achane.
Oh,
so
hope he comes back.
Yeah. I mean, and Foreman and Smith and Jigba, but and Higgins. I mean, mine is loaded too, but, you know, I'm just worried, you know.
No, for sure. That's a scary team to go up against. I will have to say, we're moving here into the fourth quarter of this game, and fucking Jandy once again is trailing by only a point and has Madison and Kittle left in the ball game. For some reason, Sleeper is fucking up, and DC's score is not final, and all of his players are final. It's kind of strange, but
Yahoo has been doing stuff like that tonight.
Yeah, it's trash, but all Jandy really needs is one point out of Kittle and Madison with about 13 minutes left to play. Although if Kittle, what a little snag there by Ayuk. Did he catch
Oh
that?
My God, I can't believe he got that.
I think it was a catch.
Yeah.
Shit, that was third Holy down. Shit. Dude, that's huge. 49ers are down by 8 points. Here comes the no, that's not
yeah,
a catch. Sorry.
If Kittle is feeling bad.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to come back into the game.
Yeah, he might not get that point right there. Madison has been stuffed, so we'll have to see. But Madison will get the bulk of the work now that Vikings are up here.
We'll see. Akers got a nice play earlier.
Yeah. That could steal some looks for sure. Let me and that kind of rounded out. Oh, and then we had I'm sorry, the Eagles really take care of business against, oh, who was it even on Sunday night? Oh, 55 yarder. What a leg to bring it 22-17, a 5-point game. They take care of the Dolphins. The Dolphins, man, the ballers have said it well. The Dolphins have played two like juicy games this year. The Bills and now the Eagles, and they have lost pretty handedly in both of those. So they're taking care of business against weaker opponents, but, and now they get the Patriots at home, who did very well, but that'll be, and then the Chiefs. So Miami's got two games right now that are really spicy looking. Could be very interesting. Let's see. Let's peek at the, we should hit the waiver fire while we're here. Looking at our league here at running back, it's ugly. You could pick up Josh Kelly in the instance that Eckler has to miss time, although I played him for 3 weeks that Eckler was out, and it was 3 points, 1 point, and 6 points. So if you want to dive into that, well, they do play Chicago at home this week. So if Eckler is a sit, I mean, I don't even know if you have to be that desperate. Chicago is a horrible defense. So Josh Kelly might be in the mix there. I think that's really, I mean, Antonio Gibson's on our wire, but I don't think he's been doing anything. No. So I think that's a full leave.
Our league is really not a good.
It's a tight league.
So like if your league has Daryl Henderson,
right?
Obviously, you're going to take that. Kareem Hunt, Jeff Wilson, you know.
At wide receiver, oh boy. It's a bit of a wasteland. I'm seeing Sky Moore, Odell Beckham, Quentin Johnston. I see Ray Ray McLeod up top. And I just don't know why that's even up there. I guess maybe if Debo sits for a while, that could be somewhat spicy.
Mm-mm.
But
fuck no.
Yeah.
Not Ray McLeod. You're not going to do that.
No, no,
you're
going to
go with whatever you've already got instead of Ray Ray.
I guess if Jordan Addison's injury is serious and it's just KJ Osborne and this Brandon Powell, he seems to be the next guy up. It's at Green Bay.
I agree. Just based on tonight, Brandon Powell and Odell Beckham is here. Everybody got a touchdown this week.
Right.
With Baltimore. That probably won't happen every week.
No, but Odell Beckham. So, I mean, Odell Beckham is getting end zone targets. It's Arizona, Seattle the next 2 weeks. It's desperate, but yeah, I don't think that you're going to be messing with that. It's pretty rough. Tight end, we've got Hunter Henry on the wire. I don't know. Has he been kind of, yeah, he was just middling. It's at Miami next week. That's a soft matchup. But with these checkdowns to Stevenson, Hunter Henry's kind of gotten his lunch taken there. I mean, Gerald Everett. Oh, did Gerald Everett get a questionable tag? What happened?
We have Antonio Gibson on the waiver wire this week.
My goodness.
Oh, Isn't that funny? Wow. That was that's better than my Zach Charbonnet, don't you think?
You might want to. Zach Charbonnet seemingly
he's just injured. The guy who has Ken Walker would want him. But right. Realistically, how small of a piece could you pass one way and pass back the other way? What breadcrumb could I trade this breadcrumb for that I would actually want to have? And not at all.
Oh, we just had a 49ers guy on the ground, like twitching.
From the window.
Oh, that was really not a pretty sight. It seemed like a pretty routine tackle, but
like a routine twitching situation.
Yeah, you know, where they just hands flapping and flopping all over the ground.
What was the last time I saw that? And then I was like, yeah, it was Tua. And I don't want to remember that day.
No, you don't bring that up.
I love Tua. I don't want anything bad to happen to him.
I don't either, man. My Mostert had a down game, but God, if Tua leaves, it's into the dark ages I go. Man, this year, JP, I know everybody's had injury. I know that. But Mike Williams, Justin Jefferson, Deontay Johnson, who's seemingly back. I mean, it's just been
he's back, but second year Kenny Pickett isn't what we thought he would be.
No, he's not anything spicy. I see Gerald Everett with a questionable tag. If Gerald Everett sits, and furthermore, if Eckler sits as well, you're at home against Chicago with Josh Kelly, Keenan Allen, and Palmer. Donald Parham, maybe just DFS, but if you're desperate at tight end, I mean, let me peek at the tight ends that are actually being started this week, and just let me see if you think, here we're going to stats and we're going to fantasy points. All right. Kyle Pitts, he's seemingly come on. He's getting some traction. I don't think you're going to do Parham over him, so you're going to start him. Mark Andrews, I guess we can do that. Maybe there aren't 12 tight ends that you're starting over Parham. So, maybe not.
Yeah, but maybe you're just desperate at like flex or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess if you're that rough. The bye weeks, I'm not sure even who's on bye, to be honest, but we've got.
If you're a Moonhead. Speaking of Moonhead. So his thing was that he was trying to hold on to Tyler Boyd.
But he has Tajay Spears as well.
Well, Tajay Spears is the backup for his start.
I know. It's somewhat understandable, but come on, big dog.
Man, that's rough.
That's terrible.
Like, but once you look at the targets for Tyler Boyd, it's fucking ridiculous. Tyler Boyd is getting 7 targets every week.
Mm. I wouldn't turn that down. I'd love to have that on my team. I wish he was.
But here's why he should have dropped him. Ooh. Here's why he should have dropped Tyler Boyd. Look at T. Higgins' production right now.
Mm.
It's so abysmal.
Oof. Is it the drops? Shittiest. It's drops.
It's horrible. Oh, it's drops? I didn't know that.
I think so. At least there were concerns of that early season. I know it's been injury kind of as of late, but.
Well, let me tell you, T. Higgins has like a 28-point game and then like six games under five. Mm, like, he is shitting the bed like nobody's business. And I don't know whose fault it is, but seven targets isn't going to make me roll the dice on the third option when I know how good T. Higgins is. If it's drops, then it's drops. I didn't know, but fuck.
I think there's injury concern as well. You know, they're coming off their bye, and they're going to play. Oh, you know who they have to play next week? This coming week, I should say.
Who?
They have to go into San Francisco. What a pass by Kirk Cousins. That's special right there.
I'm watching an ad right now.
Oh, sorry, big dog. I'm sorry.
I'm watching an ad.
I'm sorry. I'll try to give myself a 20-second delay. Bengals have to travel into San Francisco. If San Francisco ends up losing this game in Minnesota, they are going to be playing real livid. And, oh man, I mean, you're not sitting T. Higgins, but you're not going to probably be happy next week. So
I don't know, man. I'm not sitting him.
You can't.
I've got Marquise Hollywood Brown or T. Higgins.
Oh, let's see who who Arizona plays. Arizona. Is Arizona Baltimore on bye week next week?
They play Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, they're at home. Baltimore just shellacked the Lions. Oh, boy. That is really tough, man. But hasn't Hollywood Brown been getting, like, hella targets?
Yep, and my other wide receivers are Diggs, Allen, Flowers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Shit, you know.
Or Njigba. He's available as well.
Yeah, if Metcalf sits again. Man, I guess.
And we got Deonta Foreman and Henderson hanging out, just playing around.
Oh, catch that ball, please, man.
Anyway, let's stop talking about this league that doesn't matter. It's the least relatable league of all time.
Oh man, well, just to give an update, Jandy is 6 yards away from victory, so he needs Madison to run for 6 yards or Kittle to catch a pass for like 4 yards, so we will keep that going. God, I hope Jandy loses by 0.2 points. That would be the crowning jewel of this weekend.
That's hilarious.
Man, looking at next week, though, at the NFL, oh, I guess I didn't peek at waiver defenses. You've got Jacksonville going at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh looked decent, but, man, that Jacksonville defense, not too bad. I wouldn't mind that start. You get the Giants hosting the Jets. The Giants defense has also looked pretty stout. I think I would lean Giants hosting the Jets as kind of the defensive pickup here. I'm looking, you can't play the Colts, not after they just did that bullshit. Who are the Steelers playing? Oh yeah, we just said they're playing Jacksonville. You can't, dude. Trevor Lawrence has looked really good. I think the defensive pickup in our league is the Giants hosting the Jets there. Anyways, looking at next week, man, at the NFL, Thursday night, we got the Bills hosting the Buccaneers. Hopefully a get-right game for the Bills, but that Buccaneers defense is legit. So, is that Kittle? CMC. You know, if the Bills can't get it done against the Bucs, it's kind of officially panic time for that team right there. Then looking into Sunday afternoon, some of the spicier games. The Cowboys have to host the Rams. The Rams looking to get right. That will be tough on them. Cowboys go in with a 6.5-point favor there. Let's see what some of the other spicy ones are. You know, the Jag Steelers, they're both winning teams, 5-2 versus 4-2. Could be a little bit interesting. The Jags have looked really good. And then the rest, we got Brown Seahawks. That's kind of ugly. Ugh. You know, it's not the spiciest slate of games, I'll be honest. You got Monday night is the Lions hosting the Raiders. The Lions should just throttle them. So it looks like could I guess the Bengals 49ers might turn into one of the spicier ones, but overall it's a bit of a sleeper slate in my opinion, which is fine. I can use a reprieve to be quite honest. But
Jacksonville's up in our league, and those guys are competent. And Derek Carr sucks.
Yeah, no, I don't mind that at all. I don't mind that.
Let's see. Atlanta is a dice roll. I feel like Tampa Bay does good or bad. Let's see. Cleveland, Deshaun Watson. So Indianapolis is playing Cleveland. That's available too.
Not bad.
I feel like
good.
I feel like in this league, probably shouldn't spend any fab on a defense.
No, I don't think so.
The first four that I saw seemed fine.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I
do have to say, unfortunately, George Kittle just caught a pass, and Jandy will be pulling another win out of his ass. It is just getting obscene at this point, but
yeah.
Better lucky than good, I guess.
Jandy, he's just so good.
Fuck him, man. He does pull DC to 4-3.
So talented.
Just a beast right there. Looking at our next week matchups, man, we're really getting into the dog days. Week 8 now coming. I have to play DC. DC just had a stiff matchup coming off of Jandy. Let's see here. Cody plays Farrell, so Farrell could quickly move to 5-3. You play Vinkett, who is at 3-4, you're at 2-5. Looks like, Jalen Hurts at Washington. That could be tough in your matchup. He gets Amon-Ra St. Brown, but he's playing Curtis Samuel. So his team is looking like boom or bust.
Here's one thing I'll say about my team in this league.
Okay.
I've got really bad running backs.
Fair.
My quarterbacks suck balls now that Justin Jefferson is gone. And Justin Fields sucks. But my wide receivers are fire. These guys are the best. We've got CeeDee Lamb, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Christian Kirk, DK Metcalf. What more could you want?
Nasty. I'm jealous, man. As always, I lean into the running backs for their, you know, fragility. Well,
it paid off this year.
It's kind of paid off, but I'm sitting here starting Gabe Davis and Diontae Johnson and in a team, you know, Oh no, I won't spoil it for you, but somebody's trading card just
was it KJ?
Just dunked in value.
Please tell me it wasn't KJ.
No, it was okay. Brock Purdy airmailing an interception to nobody, and the Vikings just have to hang on now for 5 minutes.
Love that. I'm playing against Brock Purdy in the other league.
That for Brock Purdy, who was seemingly...
Or no, I'm playing against him. Is it this one?
Is it what one?
Yeah, it's this one.
Dude, this Munchie. Throw. Oh, well, you've gotten that one in the bag. But for somebody who was Mr. Irrelevant to Mr. Invincible in Brock Purdy, that dude has looked real bad the last couple weeks. So I don't think it's anything you kind of move. Oh, my. Oh, dude, did Madison just. Oh, no, that's Akers. Akers just. Dude, I was going to say, if Madison coughs up a fumble here and we get a Jandy loss, that would be the funniest fucking thing, but probably not going to happen. Anyways, we've got Chris playing Moonhead, a couple losers there. Jandy will be playing Drew Cook in possibly the matchup of the week right there. That is super spicy. Whoever wins that will be, you know, either tied with me or in sole possession of first place. That is super sick. And then Major will play Scott, which is actually a huge game as well. So A lot of moving pieces in week eight for our league here. Kirk Cousins steps back to pass, chunks it deep, and they're going to call holding on the corner there for a free. Oh, and Addison is back in the game. So that is
good for
very
him.
Good news.
Good for him, the rookie.
Absolutely. That's wonderful to see. Well, we'll see what happens. Oh, I do want to give another baseball aside here. So I'm just going to go off a little bit. So I mentioned Rangers Astros last night in game six, in which the Astros got stomped by the Rangers, which was tight. The Rangers star player, Adelis Garcia, hit a monster home run in a crucial moment and extremely pimped it. Walked almost the whole way down the first base line, threw the bat a little bit in the air. It was pretty cool. Obviously, the Astros get all up in arms, and a melee starts to break out. Benches clear, and it's a big hoorah. Adelis Garcia comes back into the stadium the next day, and I think has just gone 5 for 5 with 2 home runs. That is how you make a statement after being put on blast for the last 24 hours and send your team to the World Series. That is so fucking sick. Love that. Anyways, man, you know what? Good luck on your matchup with, who was it again? Oh, Vinkit. I hope that goes well for you and you begin the crawl out of 1-5.
What just happened there? Someone caught something?
Yeah, KJ Osborne picked up like 8 yards or something.
That was it? They were celebrating like it was.
Well, if they get a first down here, I mean, it's. Oh, that was a nifty little move. Was that Akers or Madison? That was a nice little shift to pick up the first down, and they are just chewing clock right now. Dude, if my Vikings, you know what? JP, I should be a huge Vikings fan if I'm being real. And obviously I live in Minnesota, but the more the Vikings win, the more encouragement Justin Jefferson has to get back into action and push for a playoff right now. Especially we got the Packers, the Bears looking very beatable. The Lions, they're probably going to win the division, but who knows? Man, if we can pick up some victories here and give JJ some encouragement, that would be glorious for my team. So let's go Vikings, take down the 49ers on Monday night. That'd be, Okay. Oh, man. JP, you got anything left?
That's it.
Hey, man, always good to chill with you. And we'll have to, I know you're not much into the DFS these days. I guess they haven't.
No, I've been playing a little more because they neutered me.
Ooh. Because they neutered you?
Yeah, they made it so that I have to, each bet is 2 bets. You have to have like this combination bet that they make for you.
Oh,
and it's absolutely horrible. It's thing ever.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, dude, if you're back on the DFS, we might have to hop back into the cage match a little bit.
Yeah, we should.
I'm trying to peek at, I don't think that you can create lineups already for a week. Don't they set it like the night after, I think?
I think they set it. I think they should have set it already.
Would they? I'm trying. Yeah. Dude, do you wanna go into the cage?
Right now?
Do you want to?
Well, I haven't even looked at it.
I haven't even looked at it either. It would be a live play.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Bro, let's fucking go. Let's dive in. We'll just create individual lineups. We don't have to create a contest. Get in the DK right now. We'll do a live, untethered, unpracticed cage match. I'll throw in the old drop for us, JP.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see what I got here. Can we have the cage match? Man, it's been so long.
It's been
so long since we've had the cage match.
Hold
drop.
On a second before we get in the cage match. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll put it on pause. All right, big dog, let's head into the cage. I am going just about as blind as you are. Can I swing it over to you for the first pick?
Sure.
So the way the cage match works, JP and I will be going head to head on DraftKings. We cannot pick the same player, and we'll do snake draft. You just want to do, yeah, will we do two picks a round or just do one? We'll just do one each, I think. We'll do one each.
Just go back and forth.
Yeah. All right. Who's your first pick, big dog?
All right. My first pick is Let's go with Adam Thielen.
Okay, nice. Is he still being underrated on here?
No, you have to pay for him.
Okay, they bumped him up. That's a solid pick right there. Wow, look at Josh Downs still at 4,800. He has just been blowing up. That's too cheap for him. He's nasty. Let me go Josh Downs here.
All right. Shit. Let's go with a Gucci running back, Alvin Kamara.
Oh man, he's getting so many catches.
We're on the PPR website.
This is the full PPR. My Vikings did just miss their field goal to potentially go up to 8. So the spread is 5 right now. The 49ers. Oh, that was a great play by my Vikings to break up a pass to George Kittle. Vikings are up by 5. There's a minute on the clock. The 49ers have no timeouts. They're on their own 40-yard line. So they've got to travel 60 yards in a minute with no timeouts and get the touchdown. Field goal does nothing for them. Let's see what we're looking at. Man, that San Francisco 49ers-Cincinnati matchup could be juicy. You've already taken Thielen. That was nice. Let's stay in the wide receiver room for a little bit. Okay, tackled in the field of play, so the clock will run. They cannot spike it. It's third down. Let's see. We got Scary Terry. You know, Scary Terry's looked pretty decent the last few weeks. He's getting a lot of targets. Philadelphia is somewhat beatable. You know,
I wouldn't mind having Terry on my actual fantasy team.
No, not at all. The way he's getting hyper-targeted. You know what? They're going to be down to Philly. Let's go Scary Terry for only 5,300. Feels pretty decent.
No, that's good.
We've got the 49ers making a nice play. They move to Minnesota's 40-yard line with 30 seconds to play at second down and 10. All right. Swing it to you, big guy.
I'm going to go with Pittman.
Nice.
6,500.
So we'll have a Josh Downs versus Pittman aggressive attack. Oh, Purdy has time. He's launching. And it's an interception. Let's fucking go, Minnesota. Yeah. Brock Purdy has looked soft. And Minnesota, I'm here for it, big dog. We move. Oh, and there's a scuffle. Love that. Get in there. Break some jaws. Yes. Let's fucking go, Minnesota. Kirk Cousins, you like that on Monday night? Yes. Come on. All right. Boy, I'm kind of peeking at the tight end position a little bit, but there are quite a few options. You know, Goddard has really looked hyper-targeted recently. He's blown up. He's only 4,600. Tough to beat Travis Kelce, but he's 8,400. God, you look at his points, though. 22, 24, 38,
The boy is just going off, but it is at Denver, and I just don't think they're going to have to do very much against Denver. You know, I don't think they're going to have to keep up. I do have McLaurin and Goddard. You know what? I've saved some money at the wide receiver position. Let's go Travis Kelce, man. He just gets so many points. Come on. We'll go Travis Kelce.
All right. Well, now I know that you just blew your load.
That was Travis, a fatty wad.
Travis Kelce. I'm going to go ahead and be conservative somewhere else then, since you did that, and do Gardner Minshew.
Oh, quarterback. Nicely done. Nicely done.
It seems like it's the punt or of the week or something.
I can
like
dig
that.
Hey, you know who gets a lot of targets at the running back position?
Ramondre Stevenson,
5,400. Lock it in, man. Got to.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'll swing it your way.
All right. For me next, I will do... You know what? I'll take A.J. Brown. That'll be my big dollars.
Oh, man, that is fat. He is just getting so many yards. It's insane. Oh, we do kind of need to still stay cheap a bit. Man, who is potentially juice? There's really not a lot of running backs at home. Although you do see Kenneth Walker there. It is against Cleveland. And who are the smash plays? I guess Kamara really is one of the smash plays. There's also Pollard looking kind of juicy. You know, I think we can fit Ken Walker into the mix, and he's been very good. I'm going to go Kenneth Walker here. And I'll swing it to you. What are you feeling, big guy? Did I lose you?
No, I was muted.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see. I'm going to have to go cheap.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I'm going to go ahead and see a little bit of Vikings D.
Okay. Get in there with the Vikings it's D. I can do that.
I don't think not, so.
Don't mind that. Is Tank Dell coming back? Took part on official practice. Tank Dell has just been so wild. But man, he's good. And it's Carolina. There is Nico Collins at 5,500. I don't know if I can get that in there. I guess maybe I could sneak it. Oh, boy. You know what? Let's go Nico Collins at 5,500 taking on Carolina. I'll kick it back to you.
So I'm going to do I'm going to do Logan Thomas.
Nice. Can dig that.
He's been like really hit or miss. He had one good week. He was involved a little bit this week. You know, he doesn't cost much, and
sure.
They've made DraftKings to where the 2,500 tight ends are just such trash.
Right, it's unplayable.
We can't even punt that way anymore. So
no,
And I've got a running back and a flex left over.
I have a flex, a quarterback, and a DST. So I'll get my flex out of the way, and that'll free up the ship for the rest. So I'll go ahead and say my three. I'm going to snag DJ Chark in my flex and then have the Giants defense versus the hosting the Jets and CJ Stroud matching up with Nico Collins. So my final lineup is CJ Stroud, Stevenson, Kenneth Walker, Josh Downs, Scary Terry, Nico Collins, Travis Kelce, DJ Chark, and the Giants D. How are you rounding out your team?
All right, so I'm going to round it out by going Breece Hall.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to go Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Oh, nice. We'll see if Metcalf sits.
Yeah, so that's that.
Hey, we'll check in hopefully next time to see who takes it down. But thanks for doing a bit of a live cage match, man. That was fun.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Cool. All right.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.